Some advertisements make me so sad that I want to turn the TV off. Ones like the Save the Children are pathos driven and have a strong effect on the audience. When the commercial is on, people see a small child staring with his huge eyes. Bones are bulging out of the tiny malnourished body, visible enough for the audience to count. Next to the child, a speaker pleads on behalf and urges for donations. Even without the spokesperson, the sad picture of a starved boy communicates a clear message. When I watch the commercial, eyes start to blur, nose tingles, and the back of the throat hurts as I try to hold back the tears. It's heartbreaking to see him in such a pitiful condition. That ad always gets me, making me feel sympathetic to their cause and ashamed of my materialistic ways. Now I've learned my lesson to change the channel lightning fast before it meddles with my emotions. But the biggest reason why I avoid a commercial is that I dislike being influenced into passive participation. While the donating money will certainly help the starving children, I prefer to do more than just dialing the phone while sitting on my couch. So, I go into action. Feeling like a treasure hunter on a mission, I enter the store and browse each aisle for gifts. Tackling the mountain of goods, I'm determined to not overlook a single thing. My eyes sweep over every item. I carefully consider the gift options and fret over them. Should I buy gloves and hats? But what if the child happens to live in Africa? The poor kid will suffer heat strokes. Finally, I leave the store happily with my picks. Colorful school supplies, a cute plush doll, sweet treats, fun toys, hygiene products, and a whistle. Then, for the final step, I pack them, along with my letter, into a wrapped shoebox. I've made an act of charity in various ways, from emptying my change into the thon buckets, to collecting canned goods for the poor. But I found Operation Christmas Child to be most special contribution. This global Christmas gift exchange is a precious experience. It gives me joy imagining the child's face lighting up at the sight of their presents. This altruistic activity of gift wrapping and card signing offers me a chance to be proactive and personal. And in this gift-giving process, I am able to grow, maturing as I become to think of someone other than myself. I believe in Operation Christmas Child.